Gather round, gather round. My name is Uncle Ron. You've landed on my porch. Grab a chair, have a seat, get some coffee or some cold brew. Let's have a conversation about how you can grow your business using organic marketing methods. I am here to give you the tips, tricks, and cheat codes that I personally use every single day in running and growing my businesses here in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas. One of the things that I can tell you is that DFW is now over 8 million people. Standing out in the sea of sameness is more difficult than it ever has been, especially with the changes we're seeing on the internet with the AI overview, as they call it in search engine land. Those organic search results are further down pages if you're seeing them at all. Many people are using search results inside of ChatGPT or Perplexity instead of going to Google. How are you going to be found? That is the million-dollar question. We are thinking about how to be unconventional in our approach in 2025 as we begin to move into January here in a few days. Since search engine is changing dramatically and has in the last 12 months, we need to think about how we're going to be found, how we're going to continue to organically market our businesses. I told you a couple of days ago about a presentation by Ryan Levesque, who mentioned that people are craving personal connection, and it's true. If you think about what's going on online, I get friend requests, LinkedIn connection requests every day from people that I'm not really sure who they are, but they want to be friends with me, so why not? What ends up happening is I get a lot of DMs from them that frustrate me because they're trying to sell me their crap and they don't know what they're doing. Get to know me. Find out what I need. Then we can talk about what you might or might not be able to do. As people have thought about marketing organically over time, it has largely come through content creation. That should be getting pushed to your website. It should be getting pushed to YouTube channels, social media. One of the things that the so-called gurus are telling us is use AI to put more stuff online. It's a volume problem. Did you know there are 252,000 websites that are birthed onto the internet every single day? So every 4 days, there are a million new websites. These so-called gurus are telling you to use AI to create posts that can go out 4 times a day and do that where it's posted every single day and you don't even have to think about it. Well, if you do that, why can't somebody hire 10 AI bots to do 10 times as much as what I just said? If you have 10 bots that are creating posts for 4 times a day times 365 days, that is 14,600 social media posts per year. That is volume that you and I can never win, because ultimately somebody with more money is going to buy more bots and buy more posts. The reality is most of those posts are really hot, steaming garbage. They're not resonating with anyone. All you're doing is producing noise and it's going nowhere. How do you overcome that kind of leverage? I told you the last 2 days that people are looking for authentic connection. If you are real, you are authentic, you are different, and you are putting forth things that resonate with the people around you that you want to do business, and you choose how you put it out there, you have the ability to do more with less. If you are thinking unconventionally about content creation in 2025, that can include doing less per day. You don't need to put 14,600 posts onto a social media platform this year. I have some friends who are chronically online and they tweet that much, but it's generally a conversation that's going within a group of people. If you are blasting that much content onto Facebook, onto LinkedIn, people are going to mute you and not pay attention to you. However, if you are putting great content that is authentic and useful into those mediums, guess what happens? You get found. My website traffic is down compared to where it was 6 months ago. There's been a couple of Google updates that have been pushed as far as the algorithm goes. There have been the changes with the AI overviews. My raw traffic is down. What I will also tell you is that my deals per month for my insurance agency have been largely consistent. We are still doing the same amount of volume of new business deals every month for the last 6 months as I have watched traffic slip. How is that possible? We have gotten very narrow with the content that we're producing, and we are highly targeting things that specific people are looking for. What that's done for us is give us an advantage in attracting those people. It's not 14,000 pieces of content. It is highly targeted once a day content that is resonating with those people so that we attract the right person. We are being authentically us. We are speaking Texan. We are hammering the niche that we are after. We are providing valuable information that they can take action on. We're giving them an easy conduit to do that with us. That is how we're being different. That is how we are putting as many deals on the board with reduced traffic as we were back in the summer at its peak. Search is changing a lot. More volume through AI is not the answer. Very targeted, specific, sparse volume is going to win more than raw volume every single time. I'm Uncle Ron. You've been on my porch. If you don't understand how to target a message, I've got some good news. Sprocket Expert Optimizations is here to help you. Go to SprocketOps.com, hit the contact form, give me your name and a way to reach out. We will have a conversation about how we can help you grow your business. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about how you can be different. I'll see you here then on the porch.